Jesus, verse 9, pass forth. From thence he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in his house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when Jesus saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he saith unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye learn what that meaneth. I'll have mercy and not sacrifice, for I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. Amen. Matthew 4:18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, cast a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in his ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And I'm sure he said, follow me. And immediately they left the ship and their father and followed him. Praise God. John 21. Praise God. 19th verse. This spake he, signifying what death he should glorify God. Talking about Peter's death. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. And Peter turned about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? And Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus saith to him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. In everyday Ohio language, amen, you follow me. Follow thou me means you follow me. Amen. I guess I'll call this morning, follow me no matter what. The old legend says that Jesus, after his ascension into the heavens, and the angels swing wide the portals, and Jesus Christ comes striding down the golden thoroughfare of heaven, and is met by the angel Gabriel. And Gabriel says, oh, Master, we're so glad you're back. We missed you so much. We're so glad to have you back. But what are your plans for the future? And Jesus said, my plans are that my apostles shall tell others, and they in turn shall tell others, and they in turn shall tell others, until the whole world has the gospel preached unto them, and then I'll go back and receive them unto myself. And then Gabriel said, yes, but Master, what if Peter backslides? And what if James and John go back to fishing? And what if they don't obey you and carry the gospel to the ends of the earth? What are your plans then? And Jesus gazed away and said, I have no other plans. I'm counting on them. I'd like to say this morning, the Lord is counting on you to carry the fire of full, whole Pentecostal power, the fire of revival to the ends of the earth. Amen. And he's telling us again, follow thou me. You follow me. Praise God. Oh yes, when Jesus comes to Peter and Andrew and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they were fishers on Galilee. And there's evidence in Scripture that they were all disciples of John the Baptist. Now, folks, after you've had a grand and a glorious revival of John the Baptist, of the like there has never been down through the ages of time, and you followed the greatest prophet the world has ever known, and a new prophet comes along and says, follow me. What are you going to do then? Well, then you're going to have to remember what John said. Because any prophet worth his salt will point to Jesus. And John had already told his disciples, I am just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. I'm not the Messiah. Man, if he had aspired to great religious acclaim for himself, he could have had it. He could have said, I'm him. They'd all believe it. Amen, but he didn't do it. He said, I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare you the way of the Lord and make his path straight. But there's one coming after me that I'm not worthy to stoop down and tie his shoestrings. I need baptize you with water unto repentance, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. One day Jesus comes striding down the banks of Jordan, in and out through the crowd. Amen. And John, as he's baptizing or preaching or lecturing, whatever he happened to be doing at that time, interrupted his own work and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But would they know him? When they see him, would they know him? When he walked among them, would they recognize him? Praise God. Or would they forget what John said? Amen. And take it lightly and start a new John the Baptist denomination. Huh? Amen. They could. Amen. Very easily. They had all the elements that could have started a brand new John the Baptist denomination, praise God. Why, Paul got down into Ephesus, praise God, and found a few men, about 12 men, that were still disciples of John the Baptist. I'm talking about 15 years down the road. Amen. They hadn't got away from John yet. Amen. And here comes along a preacher named Apollos, an eloquent man. I'm talking about 15 years down the road into the New Testament. And Priscilla and Aquila had to take him aside and expound to him the way of God more perfectly. You think they didn't have the elements for a John Baptist denomination? Man, it was still going on 15 years later. They hadn't caught on yet to the fact that Jesus Christ had come and was the Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory to God, they changed that all around quick. I mean, when they heard it, they caught on. I mean, those 12 Ephesians got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues. Praise God. Amen. And Paul, no doubt, told them, don't you see? This is the baptism that John talked about. This is the one he preached about. And it's the one you need now. You need Jesus and his baptism. Amen. But here they are, four fishermen carried away with John the Baptist's great revival. And then comes this Nazarene, excuse me, is the difference there. In comes this Nazarene, amen, and says, follow me. Well, brother, they had did their homework. They had been well schooled by John the Baptist. Amen. Brother, when Jesus spoke to them, glory to God, they dropped everything and followed him. And I'm going to say this morning, follow Jesus no matter what else you're doing. Follow Jesus no matter what other occupation you're undergoing at the present time. Hallelujah! Follow Jesus. If you've got a nail half drove, praise God. Follow him long enough, glory to God, to get the direction he's going. If you have to, go back and drive that nail. Amen. But follow Jesus no matter what. And you know what they did? They dropped their nets. They forsook their ships and straightway followed him. Hallelujah. They got a new leader. Amen. But they wasn't sorry. Amen. No, no, no. They became the core of Jesus' evangelistic party. The core, a hard core, if you'll allow me to say so. Amen. Of those that would forsake all and follow Christ, who said, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Yes, the old legend says, Jesus said with a faraway look in his eye, I have no other plans. I'm counting on them. I counted on Adam. I counted on Cain. I counted on Judah. But he was the same. I counted on Judas. But he proved untrue. Now go tell the world, Paul, I'm counting on you. A new leader, praise God, a brand new day. But this is the one that they should have had. This is the one of whom the prophet spoke. And they can afford to cast all their lot with him. They can afford to put all their eggs in his basket. They can afford to throw in their stakes with Jesus. Praise God. And then he comes in Matthew 9 after he's called all these others. And he finds a very unlikely character. Amen. A Jew that is hired out to the Roman government. Amen. To collect taxes from his fellow Jews. Now, people don't like taxes in the first place. Amen. And I mean just about every levy for new taxes has been slapped down as soon as it stuck its head up in recent years. And I, for one, do not believe we need any new taxes. Amen. We don't need any school levies. We don't need any new taxes for the city. Amen. The population explosion should take care of all new expenses. Amen. All these new houses that's being built, all the new people that's working and paying taxes should take care of all new needs as far as taxes is concerned. Amen. If you have, amen, a 50% increase in the population, amen, then you'll have a 50% increase in the tax revenue. Amen. You should only have a 50% increase in the tax need budget. Amen. We don't need any new taxes. As far as I'm concerned, if you allow me to be a little bit petition this morning. We don't need any new taxes. My advice is slap every one of them down as soon as sticks its head up. Amen. If they wasn't wasting it, if they wasn't disposing away with it, amen. If they wasn't absconding with it, if they wasn't playing politics with it, they'd have enough already. Now, people don't like taxes. That's just a little demonstration how people don't like taxes. Amen. Now, amen. Of all people in the world, amen, that they didn't like was the people that betrayed the Jewish cause and the political zeal of the nation that in the last analysis become independent from Rome and overpower their enemies and have victory over their enemies. Amen. And here these guys are out to them to collect taxes from their fellow man. Well, they look with disdain on people like that. Tell the truth about it, they hated them. Amen. And here Jesus comes along and finds one of them in the very occupation of collecting taxes from his fellow Jews. Amen. Incidentally, Zacchaeus was one of them too. Amen. That little fellow that climbed that sycamore tree. Amen. That Jesus went home with, he's one of them too. Amen. Glory to God. Ah, yeah. And here Jesus comes along and says to Matthew, follow me. Disciples turn around. Look. Everybody turns around and looks. Amen. And bless your heart. Amen. Matthew could have said, who? Me? Matthew could have said, do you know who I am? Do you realize what I've been doing? Do you realize what my occupation is? Do you realize I won't help your reputation one bit, Jesus, if I follow you? But Jesus wasn't looking at the present repercussions. He was looking to the future. Praise God. When Matthew would be in the upper room with the rest of the disciples, and at Matthew, this learned, amen, son of Levi, praise God, that was his name, Levi, glory to God, would write the very book of St. Matthew. Hallelujah. Jesus looked above and beyond his present unpopularity and his present, if you will, failure, and said, follow me. And you know what he done? I know it's better English to say, do you know what he did? Amen. He done it. I know it's better English to say he did it. Oh, but everybody understand he done it. Glory to God. He followed it. The Bible says it in six words. And he arose and followed him. And then something else happened. Jesus went home with him. Praise God. It came to pass that Jesus sat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came, sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? And when Jesus heard that, he said to them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. It looks to me like the news got around that Jesus saves publicans. It looks to me like the news got around that Jesus saves sinners. Glory to God. And whether he's at Matthew's house or wherever he happened to be staying in Capernaum, praise God. Amen. And Matthew went there to his house. Evidently he brought a whole with him, praise God. And man, Jesus caught it. Said, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Talking to his disciples, Peter, James, and John, Andrew. Said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Go ye learn what this meaneth. I'll have mercy and not sacrifice. For I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Me, Father, you, do you know who I am? Do you know what I've done? Where is your discernment, Jesus? Oh, it's working. It's working real well. In him that knew the thoughts of all men, told Matthew, follow me. Hallelujah. Follow me. Glory to God. And then, amen, John. Amen. Chapter 21. Amen. This is only a month and 10 days. Not even a month and a half after Jesus denied the Lord. I mean, just a month and a half ago, less. Amen. Jesus was cussing. Peter was cussing. Amen. I think I said 1985 a while ago instead of 1995, too. Amen. Amen. I don't never get rattled. I just stay rattled. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Peter! Amen. He was cussing and denying his Lord. Praise God. And it's the truth. A month and 10 days. Read it in the Bible. 40 days and nights. Amen. And so 43 days and a half at the most ago, Peter was in bad shape. Such bad shape that the Bible said, Jesus' own words when he prophesied to him, when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. He would need converting. Amen. Hallelujah. And now Peter is getting a new commission. Notice I didn't say Jesus that time. I said Peter. Don't give up on me, though. I might get rattled again. Praise God. Amen. Peter, amen, is about to get a new commission. Amen. Ah, yes. Glory to God. And so when he had dined, Jesus said unto Simon, verse 15, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Saith he unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Amen. Anything happens to us in a month and a half, the air can be just as thick as it was a month ago. Amen. Yeah, I want you to know it was so thick at that last supper you could have cut it with a knife. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to tell you what, even though they had seen the Lord and saw the nail prints in his hands and in his side and heard him speak, amen, they hadn't got over all of it yet. Amen. If there's human, they didn't. Because humans don't. They need supernatural help. Huh? Amen. They need supernatural help. Well, how do we get supernatural help? We need to follow the Lamb. If he leads down to the house of publicans and sinners, follow him. There's a whole bunch of them needs to be saved too. Amen. And glory to God, he may have found an inroad to reach them through Matthew the publican. When David Wilkerson went to New York first, he was sleeping in his car. And he saw the picture of these juveniles that were about to go to court. And he thought led of God to go to the court and defend them. Amen. And he actually, what it amounted to, he never did get to defend them. I started to say offend them. Amen. I don't have any trouble waking up in the morning. Amen. I wake up, amen, feeling fine, just slightly rattled. Amen. Dave Wilkerson sleeping in his car. He said, if I'd have known that the little people were just as dangerous as the big people, I wouldn't have slept in my car. Amen. Because the little people would cut your throat too. That was the kids that run the streets. Amen. And so here he is. He finally all the way is going to get to these boys and help them. Is going right to court with them. Amen. And though they wouldn't give him a hearing, one day in court he raises his Bible with the press all there and asks to be able to speak. And they take his picture and throw him out of court. He never did get to help those boys. But his picture got on the front page. Amen. And when he got down there to preaching to the likes of Nicky Cruz and a whole bunch of others, they recognized him. Hey, man, you're the one that was in court trying to defend some of us. And he found an inroad. Amen. The narrow path between the cross and the switchblade. Praise God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And the mysterious events of that day, glory to God, had raised up a whole new ministry that the whole world would know about. Dave Wilkerson, a little nobody Assembly of God preacher, praise God, who quit watching TV 2 hours a night and started praying 2 hours instead. Amen. God started talking to him and through him. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And through the events of the next few days in the streets of New York, God had helped him to find that narrow path of following Jesus. I'm following Jesus. One step at a time. Amen. I live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus. Each step of the way. And that's all you got to follow this morning. One step at a time. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, follow me. He said to him the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And he said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said to him, feed my sheep. Now that's a whole change of occupation. Peter wasn't a shepherd. He was a fisherman. And he would have probably thought better of it if Jesus would have told him, amen, I'll make you the best fisherman in the country. But he didn't. He said, follow me to John and James, and I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. And those men in Bible language would become sheep. The sheep of a household of faith. And Peter would become a shepherd. Hallelujah. Big change. But the grace of God is sufficient. All you got to do is just follow Him one step at a time. And His footsteps will lead from the nets to the sheep pens. His footsteps will lead one step at a time. Amen. From the fishers on the Sea of Galilee, praise God, to the pastured hills where He would feed the sheep of God's pasture and lead them into green pastures. He said to them the third time, "Son of Jonah, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said to him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And he said, "Feed my sheep. Verily I say unto you, when thou art young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying of what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me." Follow me. That should have settled it, but it didn't. Peter turned about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following. He was doing what Jesus told him to do, following. Talk about John, who also leaned on his breast at supper and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter seeing him saith, "Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." You follow me. Amen. Why do people drop out, quit, and then use some far-fetched excuse or some near-fetched excuse or any fetched excuse to follow Jesus? Huh? Amen. Because they're looking for a cop-out. And if you're looking for one, you'll find it. Amen. Yes, sir. You follow me, no matter what. Amen. Praise God. Now, brother, amen. It's shaky. I mean, Judas has just hung himself, the treasurer of the group, one of the most trustees of the church. Amen. Had just hung himself. 1 month and about 13 days ago, more or less. Amen. I mean, the air is not quite clean yet. Amen. And Peter, amen, just got over backsliding and wept and cried, and Jesus sent him a message straight from the empty tomb. "Don't tell my disciples and Peter that I'm risen again." They had a hard time believing those women. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Why didn't they know? Why did God send women to tell them the news anyway? Because they were the only ones at the tomb that morning that Jesus rose again. Amen. Amen. Now don't get uptight because some woman, amen, prays through when you could have, and gets a message from God that you could have had. They had a hard time believing them women. Amen. And so Peter and John were in a foot race all the way back to the tomb. Amen. John was more light-footed than lumbering Peter. He outrun him. Amen. And run right in. Praise God. And was stand there looking at the folded napkin and the empty tomb. Praise God. When Peter all out of breath came up behind him. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy. Amen. Things have been shaky for a few days now. And it's always been that way. And it always will be that way. Amen. And if you don't hear very much rumblings this morning, it's because you're just a few days down the road from the last earthquake, but you're also that much closer to the next one. Amen. Yeah. We had one up here somewhere the other day. Amen. It rattled the windows some places. Amen. I mean, not too far away. Amen. But that's not the big one they've been expecting that caused the Mississippi to flow backwards in 1811, I believe it was. Amen. And created Real Foot Lake. And they call that the New Madrid Fault. And they're looking for another big earthquake anytime from the New Madrid Fault. Amen. What can you expect in the church? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 said, except there come a falling away first. We call it a great falling away. What are you going to do when they're falling like dominoes on the right hand and on the left hand? Amen. I'll tell you what Jesus said to do. You follow me no matter what. Amen. What can we expect tomorrow? Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 says, everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. Amen. Everything that can be rattled is going to be rattled. Amen. Everything that can be moved is going to be moved. Everything that can be torn down is going to be torn down. Amen. That the things which cannot be shaken might remain. I'm inviting you to follow Jesus, because that rock don't shake. I'm inviting you to tie your boat to the Rock of Ages, because it's never been moved. I'm inviting you this morning to anchor yourself in Jesus. Amen. And someday the storms of life will be past. Amen. And you can sing, I was anchored in Jesus. Amen. The storms of life are past. Amen. Stand with me this morning. Glory to God. Father, challenge our hearts today in these few broken, stammering remarks to follow the Lamb. Help me to practice what I preach. And I, by the grace of God, profess to be a full-fledged, whole hog, full gospel preacher. The whole truth, nothing but the truth. And so help us, God. Help us, God, this morning to follow Jesus. One step at a time, and live for the moment in His love divine, and forget about for the moment tomorrow. Amen. And follow Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and help us. Come and pray. Help yourself. The throne of grace is open. The Rock of Ages has plenty of morning knocks. There's room for you and you and you. And whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. Praise God.
One day along the country road, and there a stranger journeyed to. Then low beneath the burden of his load, it was the cross I knew. Take up thy cross and follow me. I Jesus gave his own. My cross I carry till the crown of peace. The way I journey soon will end. And Christ himself shall wipe away all tears and friends all fellowship with friends.
Way.